Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dear young married couple, you're in a busy season of your life. You're probably working and involved in ministry. On top of that, you might even be parents or students. You're maxed, but you really want to stay connected in your marriage.
And that's why we're bringing this podcast to you.
I'm Adam King.
And I'm Carissa King. And we work with busy couples just like you in our counseling office here in Sacramento, California. We also work with couples all over the world through online counseling, and our couples are really just looking for ways to communicate with each other more effectively. Some of them are looking to heal from a breach in trust or find direction in fulfilling the purpose that God has for them.
So come and join us as we have a conversation. We'll talk with therapists, authors, pastors, and other couples who will pour into us, giving us tools to become more intimately connected, get adventurous, and find purpose. Hey friends, welcome to the very first Dear Young Married Couple podcast.
It's our very first episode and it won't be long, but we wanted to let you know where we've been, where we are now, and then what's coming soon.
We thought it'd be fun. We've never really introduced ourselves. I mean, kinda, you know, you get to know a little bit about us through what we talk about and the stories we tell, but just kind of talking about the birth of Dear Young Married Couple, where it came from, and a little bit about us.
All right.
Just to kick it off.
So first of all, who are we? I'll introduce Adam.
We're both humans.
So Adam is my husband, and he's the oldest of five children, born in Sacramento, and grew up with four siblings. And he's also a dad now and has two children of his own, our two children, Adeline and Forrest.
They're the best children ever.
Yeah, they're amazing.
And they're both sleeping right now, so.
Angel children.
Yes.
And then Adam was a piano teacher from the time he was a teen, because he learned piano from a very young age. He started playing in church at age 11. Rock Rancho represent. And then he taught piano lessons for over a decade. He's also an apologist, which brings us to his education. We'll describe a little bit about what apologetics is.
Not many people know what apologetics. When they hear I'm a marriage counselor, they're like, what are you apologizing for? Of course. Okay, I get that.
Right. Okay, so he has a Master of Arts in Christian Apologetics from Biola University. And apologetics comes from the Greek word apologia in 1 Peter 3:15, to have an answer, apologia, for everyone that asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you.
Right.
And so that's the idea, is to have an answer for your faith and to be able to explain your faith using resources that may not be in scripture. So it could be, you know, science, philosophy.
So general revelation, yeah, as well as special revelation.
Yeah.
Right. So using, science, what's seen around us, that kind of thing to prove God's existence, or at least give evidence for God's existence, or for objective morality, or, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting him on his candy stick.
I'll get on my soapbox. So I'll get off it now.
And then he has an Associate of Arts in Interdisciplinary Studies of Humanities. And then a Bachelor of Arts degree in Philosophy from University of the Pacific. And then your Master of Arts degree in Christian Apologetics from Biola. You're also a certified life coach. Mm-hmm. For those who know Adam, you guys know that he is a voracious reader. He loves reading. I would say, babe, you read about at least a book every week. Sometimes. More.
More or less, yeah.
Maybe like you're skimming one, but thoroughly reading another, and then an audiobook for another, but you're constantly reading. Some of the things that you enjoy fly fishing. You learn to tie your own flies back in when we lived in northern California.
This is great because it's almost like, how well do you know me?
You enjoy backpacking. In fact, we started backpacking together a few years into our marriage.
That's something that we can suggest to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
To find something that you enjoy doing together.
Mm-hmm.
That's not eating. And like everybody eats, right? Everybody likes going out to eat. But finding something, and this is something that we found, we totally loved. I don't know, how many years ago? Like 6 years ago? More than that.
Maybe 6, 7 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, so 6, 7 years ago, Krista grew up camping with her family.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved camping, and we both loved hiking. And then I remember one time coming to Krista and saying, hey, let's kind of smash these two together and go backpacking.
Yeah, which was epic.
Yes.
Our first backpacking trip was in Yosemite. And we had no clue what we were doing.
If you don't know what Yosemite is, you need to look. And actually, a lot of people probably have seen Yosemite, even if they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It was on the background of a lot of Apple computers for a long time.
Like
MacBook Air. Yeah, the Half Dome. So, but Yosemite is an insane first trip. It took us 2 days, 14 miles, but we had like thousands of feet elevation gain.
Mm-hmm.
So the first day of our backpacking trip, we walked straight uphill.
Yeah, like all day long.
And at this point, it was a brand new backpack and, well, first trip. So we packed super heavy. We didn't even pack well. And I remember we didn't have enough water.
Mm-hmm.
We ran out of water up there. And I didn't know how to adjust the straps of my backpack. So all the weight of my backpack, which was heavy, was all on my hips.
Yep.
So I remember craziness. It was so much fun. We totally recommend, after telling all the woes,
right?
Go ahead and go backpacking. It's the best thing ever.
Well, and I think some of our best conversations or planning sessions and even prayer has happened over backpacking.
Well, dear young married couple, all the ideas that's like kind of birthed it really came out of a whole bunch of trails lined with beautiful trees.
So let's see, back to what Adam enjoys. He also enjoys golfing. He's been golfing since he was very young. Mm-hmm. In fact, he was a golf caddy when we were engaged. And even when we first got married, he was a golf caddy out at Bandon Dunes, which is one of the top golf courses in the world, or at least in the United States.
In the world.
Yeah. And that was a fun time of your life.
A blast.
We'll probably tell another story later about how you got in a car wreck and almost died on the way to your golf caddy job.
Yeah, that was definitely a life-changing experience.
Mm-hmm. He also enjoys hunting. And right now he's studying Hebrew. So that's been really cool to see you doing your flashcards every morning. let's see what else. He's 30. You want me to tell how old you are?
Well, you kind of let the cat out of the bag.
Okay, we're both in our
30s. I'm 32. Krista is 30.
Anyway, he's amazing. And I'm so thankful, babe, that you're my husband.
Well, thanks. Appreciate your gratitude.
I love you.
Love you. All right, so I will attempt to introduce you to Krista, which is difficult because you don't quite, you know, when people say that someone is amazing, you know, you think they're just giving platitudes. But this isn't really the case here. Krista is an amazing person. Everybody that knows her loves her. So so let me go kind of jump back into some of your accomplishments and then what you like.
Okay.
So Krista is a licensed marriage and family therapist. So she's been counseling professionally since 2010. So that's quite a long time. So she's seen hundreds of clients. And I've had the privilege of, we counsel sometimes together in the same room. And she is very talented. Very, very, very talented.
Oh, thanks.
So, yes. Well, I'm just telling the truth here. And then she has a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology from Eastern Oregon University. and then a Master of Arts in Counseling and Psychology from National University. And she's actually working on her PhD in Biblical Interpretation and Theology from AGTS Seminary, which is in Missouri. So, yeah, that was a lot, a mouthful. But my wife is one of the best. She's an amazing speaker. Aww. And a very, very talented writer. As you guys have probably noticed reading the posts, we work together, but Carissa is definitely an amazing writer. Mm-hmm. So she's working right now on her dissertation.
Feels like I've been working on that for a very, very long time.
Yeah. Well, it's a big feat.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
I had intentions of being done with my PhD by like 2016. And now we're in 2020.
No shame. Well, just in order to get in the program, she had to know or have studied three different languages besides, well, she already knew Spanish. She's pretty...
I can understand a bit, but yeah. I'm not fluent.
And she's also a very humble person. So she studied Spanish for a while. But in order to get into the program, she had to study theological German and then biblical Hebrew and biblical Greek. So if you see us in church, oftentimes she'll sneak her Greek New Testament into church. So some of the things that Carissa likes doing, she likes going to the gym and doing those classes where they like, you know, up, down, up, over, go, kick.
I like step aerobics.
Oh, you'll never see me in one of those classes. Ever. We already talked about backpacking. We love rock climbing, which is an amazing, very physical but a fun activity. We've kind of discovered this in the last few years.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of hand strength.
Totally, which I have very little of.
And balance.
So, rocking the V1s and V2s. Yeah, baby.
Nah, I think you got a V3, didn't you?
No, maybe.
And, well, the V system is a way of kind of categorizing how difficult a climb is.
And Adam can do, like, V6.
No, not even. Like, V4 or 5, maybe 5.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we love skiing. Mm-hmm. You guys probably saw our posts about skiing. It's one of the things I would want to do more of in the coming future.
Yes.
And we love learning together. Mm-hmm. I remember it's kind of something that we locked on. We love, you know, building things together. And but when I say learning together, a while back, 2014, we had the opportunity to study in Israel for about a month.
Mm-hmm. It was so fun.
It was amazing.
And such an enriching experience.
Yeah, it really was. And we'd already been to different places in the world at this point, but we started seeing, okay, you know, cities are different. Yes, go places and we love hitting up coffee shops, but it started to feel a little repetitive. And then we realized, oh my goodness, we can learn in these different places and do classes or go on tours or museums. And we started doing that and just opened up a whole new world that we love traveling.
Yeah. We actually got to do an archaeological dig in Israel. Yeah. And Adam found a lamp that hadn't seen human, well, hadn't been touched by a human in over 2,200 years.
I thought it was 23.
But yeah, it was like... could be. Close to, I think it was like, yeah, right around like 200 and something BC. So like, it was the coolest thing. And of course, Israel Antiquities Authority.
Took it from me.
Yeah. Confiscated it. But it was such a neat experience to be there and learn. And that's been something that we've continued to do since then is when we're on vacation, we're trying to learn together.
Yeah. So a lot of fun. So that's kind of about us. I guess just to kind of close it, but Carissa is an amazing person and she does. One thing that I forgot to mention is that she has a big heart and she's always taking people out for coffee or counseling people or she started a group called Chick Chat at our church, which is, I think is really neat. This is a really cool piece of Carissa's heart. She started a group called Chick Chat, which is a group for inner city kids, or teens, I should mm-hmm. say, girl teens. And she brings them and puts them in a good environment, and they talk about the tough stuff, I think is what mm-hmm. you say, right?
Yeah.
They talk about the tough stuff. And they just teach the girls values and character and try to just influence them.
Yeah. And it's a safe place just for them to be able to express. And if they need somewhere to share what's going on in their lives, they're able to do that. And we have an awesome team of staff. The gals that run Chick Chat now, they're just amazing. And a lot of them are therapists as well and professionals in their fields. And so they're gals that the rest of the ladies can look up to. So I really enjoy Chick Chat. It'll always be part of my life in some way.
So yeah, that's a little bit about each of us. So I guess we'll just jump kind of into our story.
Yeah, what's our story? So
this is our personal story, not really DYMC yet.
So we met at a Bible quizzing tournament.
Yes.
Back in the day, go Bible quizzing. we met when we were probably about 13 and 15. And we actually didn't really know each other. We knew of each other. But we have this home video that we watched a few years back.
It's hilarious.
Adam's parents captured it where we are like we do this quiz and then the quiz ends and you're supposed to like go shake hands with the other team. It's
supposed to be a good sport.
Yeah. So we go to shake hands and like Adam totally doesn't even look at me in the eyes. He just shakes my hand and puts his head down.
I'm a fairly competitive person. And so is Carissa. And music, I would say, was my first priority. Mm-hmm. And I did not put enough time into quizzing. And Carissa's family is like all about quizzing. Like they are the quizzing family. So needless to say, Carissa just smashes our team, like completely obliterates. And I'm like, you know, sitting in a pool of, you know, sorrow and...
Oh, my word. All dramatic.
Yeah. So when we were supposed to shake hands at the very end of the quiz, I don't even think I looked up.
You didn't look up.
Your hand and, like, kept going. So we had come in contact with each other, but really didn't meet each other until later on.
So then we had a mutual friend. She's my best friend growing up, Sarah Ann. And she went to the same church as Adam, and I was from a church about 3 hours away. And so I would come to visit Sarah Ann. And so right around that same time that we met at a Bible quizzing tournament, I started visiting Sarah Ann more frequently, and I started to really like Adam King as a teenager.
Oh, man. I liked when she came down to visit Sarah Ann. Thank you, Sarah Ann, for being friends with my wife.
One of my earliest memories of us like not dating but liking each other as like kids / teenagers is when Sarah Ann and I went to the Strauss Festival with your family. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting next to you because it was like a park and then we had blankets, like kind of like picnic style blankets out at the park. And I sat in the middle of this man-made lake,
there's this island with an amphitheater mm-hmm. and every single year they do a whole big production of, you know, people dancing to Strauss music.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to this and I saw them and like, hey, who's this cute chick sitting on this blanket? I'm going to chat with her a little.
So yeah, we were like... We were young. And then when I was 16, my family moved to Sacramento from where we were in Northern California. And we got to know each other. I remember we had an event, a youth event called Launchpad. And it was an event up in Tahoe area. And we rode the ski lift together. And then that May of 2006, we were referencing our verses. Well, I was quizzing. You weren't quizzing anymore. But you were referencing me in the prayer room going through all the cards.
I think, was it Psalms?
No, not what in 2006. I can't remember.
All right. All of you quizzers in 2006 have to help us out here.
Maybe it was Matthew. I can't remember what we were quizzing. I just remember you, babe.
Wow.
And then, yeah, that's that July, I think we really knew we liked each other.
I really think it definitely in the prayer room.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was like in one May. Of the first, like, hey, I think she might like me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it's kind of after that, it was, yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then our first date was snowboarding. I remember going snowboarding with you. And it's a great, I think we mentioned it in our story recently,
mm-hmm.
that our first date was a snowboarding trip. Which is great because it's easy to lose your chaperone.
Shout out to Nina. She was our chaperone. She hung out in the lodge. And I didn't bring good gloves. I wanted to look cute.
Oh, my word.
I had like these really cute like golden or golden brown sequin gloves. And they were not warm. And so no. Adam had like legit snowboarding gloves.
Well, I had snowboarded a lot.
Yeah.
At this point.
It was my first time snowboarding. I had skied, but I didn't know how to snowboard.
So she brought out these little knit sequin gloves that were terrible. And, her hands were freezing. I'm like, all right. So I give her my, like, awesomely cool snowboard gloves. And I put on these little sequin dinky things. Oh, man.
I still have a picture of us on the mountain. And you had these, like, sequin gloves on. It was great.
Yeah.
Should we tell the part of the story that's a little embarrassing?
Well, you brought it up
already. Okay. And so I was falling a lot and,
well, you do when you snowboard, you right. fall a lot for the first few times.
And so at one point Adam was just trying to help me up and he pushed me up and he realized as he was pushing me up that he touched my butt and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I'm like, oh, it's okay. I mean, it's not okay, but
that was a funny memory.
Yeah. And then we went to Chinese dinner on the way home with Nina. That was a fun date.
So long story short, actually we were long distance dating.
Yeah.
Right around that time, my parents who wrote a book, we started traveling. We sold our house. Had a beautiful house on a golf course, which I jumped the fence and played golf all the time. Well, at night. But we sold everything and went into all seven of us. So I'm the oldest of five kids. So all seven of us fit into this 43-foot trailer and traveled the country for about, about a year until my dad took a church.
You guys were evangelizing.
Yeah. So all of our dating was long distance.
Cause that was in July when you guys left, mm-hmm. July of 06. And you left youth camp a day early.
Yep.
And I remember squeezing Sarah Ann's hand as you mm-hmm. drove away and I was just crying. Cause
I remember
you
were wearing
the Blossom yep. sweatshirt.
Yes. So, moving on. So we were married in May of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So,
almost 12 years now.
Almost 12 years.
If you're listening to this in January 2020, when
crazy.
We're recording it.
Crazy, crazy. But it's been a wonderful, dynamic, story.
Blissful.
Story of growth and adventure.
Yes.
And a lot of fun. And so... I hope you found that a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
But that's our story.
So when was Dear Young Married Couple birthed? We actually get this question quite a bit. People are like, how did you guys come up with Dear Young Married Couple? Mm-hmm. So a few years after I started counseling professionally, we were asked to speak at a few marriage seminars just locally and kind of in the surrounding areas. And Adam and I spoke together. A few times. And then I think one of our first non-local marriage seminars was up in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before Dear Young Married Couple was birthed.
Yeah. Or right around its birth.
Yeah. We had been youth pastoring for a while and counseling with teens, but the idea of mentoring young couples started stirring in our minds.
Yeah.
So we thought about writing a book.
Yeah, so I remember Chris was like, let's write a book. And at this point, you know, I gave people counsel. You know, we did, you know, we were youth pastors for a while. I was music minister for a while. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of, I guess, time counseling other people and being around other people in that aspect. But we, I wasn't really involved with helping marriages. I just had been in marriage for a while and knew how it should function. And, Chris is like, okay, let's write a book. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I see that there is definitely a need.
And we talked about writing a book for young married couples.
Right.
And
we actually named it. We were going to name the book Dear Young Married Couple.
Well, first we were going to name the book Letters to a Young Married Couple.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I had been given a book recommendation by Devon Mills, and it was about, I think it was called Letters to a Young Therapist.
Yes.
And so that kind of sparked the idea, Letters to a Young Married Couple.
And our idea is like, well, okay, who would listen to us? Mm-hmm. You know, at this point, we'd been married for, I don't know, 8-9 years?
Yeah, 8, maybe?
Yeah.
9?
And so it was like, okay, well, why don't we go and interview people and get stories about, you know, about their marriage and about how marriage works and, you know, that sort of thing.
And so it would be letters to a young married couple from other young married couples. And we even talked about how the book cover would be like lined paper and then each of the couples that contributed would sign their names like Heart, Adam and Krissa, Heart, and then each of the couples' names.
So we were going to put this together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember actually when we were really working on it, we went on a trip. We went on like a 2-day trip.
Like a writing trip.
Writing trip, yeah. So we went and we locked ourselves into this beautiful like resort place and we're sitting down to do it. And we're like, well, before we write a book, we probably, I mean, you know, we could just write a book and then like, okay, we have a book written.
Mm-hmm.
Come and buy it. But like, who's going to buy it? Or like, you know, we're not known or how do we get it out? So we said we probably should start an Instagram account or just some way of reaching people to connect people that want this sort of community, talking about marriage.
Right. And then that was actually during that, it was kind of a whirlwind, but during that time, we, you know, started speaking more at marriage retreats. And then you got certified to be a life coach.
And at this point, I was heavily involved too with philosophy.
Right.
Yeah. So that kind of plays into like the thinking process behind like listening to a couple talk. You also, there's so much backstory. There's so many things behind the reason why people say the things they do. I think that kind of led me to the to be curious.
And you started reading
human
like
beings.
Every book there is on the planet that has to do with marriage.
True.
Like communication and relationships.
Trauma therapy.
Mm-hmm. All of the above.
Yeah.
And you started counseling and seeing couples. Now you have more couples than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we were going to do the book, but then we got pregnant and we bought our first home. We actually did miscarry back in 2016 or the end of 2015, early 2016. And we went through some fertility stuff. We got pregnant again and we had Adeline. And the book kind of just got shelved. But we continued with Dear Young Married Couple on Instagram and collecting marriage advice from a lot of you and featuring your stories and advice for other couples.
Which we want to do that again. That was that was a lot of fun.
We're going to get back to that.
It's work reaching out to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, here's a shout out.
Yeah.
Maybe if you guys have people in mind that are influencers or that that have some reach and you would like to hear about their marriage, we love maybe some recommendations.
Yeah. We'd also just like to hear from you. So if you have some marriage advice or stories that you want to share on our page, just shoot us a DM or shoot us an email. We'd love to hear your stories.
Yeah. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Connecting with people.
Yeah.
So since the book will come someday.
Yeah.
But
it's on the shelf. We're tinkering with it.
Yeah. So since then, now I guess this is kind of where we are now.
Yeah.
Now we have the decks that we came out with. So if you haven't got the card decks, those are amazing.
We launched and the it's card not
just,
decks.
And it's not just because, like, you know, we're the one who created it. Because everybody's like, oh, they're biased. But this really did come out of counseling.
Yeah.
We saw the need in it more than a book. We're like, mm-hmm. we really need to put these out because people could help their marriages so much mm-hmm. and their enjoyment of marriages. I'm always amazed by how much we'll spend on a home, how much we'll spend on a car, how much we'll spend on toys,
entertainment
and yeah. hobbies, but we neglect our relationships sometimes. True. And so just a little bit of investment. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox, but a little investment into your marriage.
Yeah.
Man, my goodness, it could pay massive dividends.
Well, and the reason why we developed the card decks was because, you know, we were working with couples and we were seeing that couples really didn't know each other's worlds.
Yeah.
You know, they were having communication problems or finance problems or sex issues. But it really was a breakdown in expectation and communication because they didn't know right. each other's worlds. So these cards, foundations, it's all about communication and learning about each other. And then each card has tips and tools on the bottom. And then there's sexpectations. And that one's all about learning each other's intimate world mm-hmm. and spicing up your sex life. And then we have realizations.
That's coming out soon.
Coming out very soon. We'll be talking more about that. It's for all couples, but especially dating and engaged couples that want to know how much they really know each other. Mm-hmm. And so, and those card decks have been... Yeah. We've heard lots of testimonies about them. They've yeah. really been a game changer for folks to get connected.
And the reason why questions are so helpful with between, you know, two married people is that when you ask a question, you enlighten them on what you want or need, which mm-hmm. is being assertive. A lot of times when we're not assertive, we shove it. We put it underneath.
Yeah, we avoid
the carpet, and yeah. then we walk around the carpet. You know, the lump in the carpet.
Yeah,
and you know, it leads to a lot of frustration. And so, one of the things that we like to say is that frustration is the result of unmet or uncommunicated expectations. Mm-hmm. So, by you telling, this is what I would like. This is, you know, how I like it. This is, mm-hmm. you know, and let someone into your world. Let your partner into your world. That's when you can really have the marriage that you want.
Right.
So
we hope that you enjoyed our story and our introduction here. We are excited to dive into this first season of Dear Young Married Couple, the podcast. We will be interviewing, we already have interviewed several professionals, marriage and family therapists, pastors, couples that are going to pour into your life as they have poured into our lives and just equip us with tools to become more connected, to become more successful, and to fulfill everything that God has called us to.
Yes. And before we sign off, I want to tell you all that we appreciate you.
Yes.
And this is not just like a platitude, like fill in the blank, like fill in some time
because right.
we have to do it. But really, this would not be as fulfilling as it is without you.
Right.
I mean, simply. So all of you, you guys give us so much love and yeah. encouragement.
Seriously, those encouragement posts. Like,
yeah, it really is.
Means a ton.
And trusting us. Mm-hmm. You know, we get a lot of DMs and a lot of questions. And it means a lot that you would trust us with your hardest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to send some love.
A little sappy goodbye. We love you.
Was that sappy?
A little bit.
Oh, man.
We love you guys, and we're looking forward to this awesome first season of Dear Young Married Couple.
So be sure to tune in.
Take care. Bye-bye.